Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cody Horton. Thanks for joining me today. Based upon what's going on in the world, I feel like I need to come out of retirement and I need to share with you how you can have a life worth living no matter what the circumstances are. The episode today is The Power of Concentration and Mental Imagery. I learned hypnosis way back in 1978 and have been a student of hypnosis in many different areas of hypnosis. So I know that the power of concentration and using your imagination works explicitly. I've used it in my life for many, many years, and this is how the law of attraction works. So many individuals say they have tried the law of attraction and it doesn't work. And this is due to the fact they do not know how to use the power of the mind. Concentration and mental imagery are the highest forms of energy, force, and power that bring to you what you desire. The average individual focuses on fear, and I get it, that it's an effort of the will to have faith. But faith in the power of concentration and mental imagery are paramount for your success. In actuality, when you focus on fear, you are in fact concentrating on what you don't want and creating an image of this. It does take a strong mind and conviction to neutralize negative thoughts rolling around in your head, as well as negative thoughts from others and the world. I wrote The High Magic of India, which is based upon the Atharvana Veda. And it's the Veda of magic powers. Veda means knowledge. This Veda was written thousands of years ago, and it is still relevant today. You see, the ancient seers understood the cosmos and universal intelligence, which governs and orchestrates everything from the moon, the sun, you, the earth, etc. But what has happened today, the world and the majority have fallen under the spell of social conditioning and have become to believe they have no control over their lives. Nothing could be further from the truth. This has been written about by lots and lots of people back in the 20s, 10,000 years ago, even recently. But however, with that being said, you must use the power of concentration and the power of mental imagery to bring the law of attraction into your life. The law of attraction works perfectly all the time. It brings to you what you concentrate and imagine for yourself. But this takes practice and someone who is willing to take their place in this world. So what do you really want out of life? Is it money in your bank account, a fulfilling career, a deeply satisfying relationship, a healthy, pain-free body? Well, I'm here to share with you, if you can imagine it and concentrate on it, you can have it. When you know the key to creating from consciousness, it is simply the power of concentration and mental imagery. Everything you have in your life or you don't have, you have created. If you don't have what you want now, you're still the creator. But you're creating with the power of millions of implanted subconscious beliefs, judgments, and feelings from you, your role models, and from society in general. But if you begin to use the power of your mind, doubt disappears, frustration fades away, and instead you can settle into peace and confidence, and you can allow that inner knowing, that intuition, to take over. So you must shift in to using just these two factors to bring to you what you want. And you can depend upon yourself. So let's listen in as the magician in the chapter that talks about the magic of concentration, what he has to say. As a magician, you must develop the power of your mind through the process of concentration. It is only through concentration that the creative mind creates your physical reality or event. You want to create an image so clear and so powerfully held that your physical reality becomes manifest in a short amount of time. Only when the field of your imagination is narrowed and its energies are focused to a fine point through concentration will you experience what you want. That's how it works. It's not a matter of whether the universe wants to give it to you now or God wants to give it to you now or spirit. It's how much are you concentrating on what you want and using your imagination. This is the type of mind power you want to develop and to achieve. So the magician handed me a purple velvet bag that held the most exquisite crystal pendulum I had ever seen. The magician, in his supernormal control of nature, it's his, he's been able to master the event and the art of concentration. The crystal pendulum is used by the magician to clear his mind. He told me to hold the pendulum by the end of its cord. Now consciously will the pendulum to swing. Do not move it with your hand, rather relax and concentrate with your mind to create the movement. In your mind, see the pendulum move back and forth, back and forth. Take whatever time you need to start the movement of the pendulum. Now will the pendulum to move from side to side, side to side, and when you have accomplished that, have the pendulum move in a circular fashion. This technique will allow you to master the art of concentration. Practice this every day, making your sessions 10 minutes in length. You are not seeking information or any kind of an impression from the crystal. Rather, you are exercising your mind to enhance your ability to concentrate. If you don't have your crystal pendulum with you, there are many other ways to focus your mind, such as adding up a column of figures, focusing on a special word or object of your choice. It doesn't matter what it is, just that you practice focusing your mind and not letting it wander from you. It is the focused attention of the mind that is important, not the object before it. Focusing your mind will become second nature for you. Remember, the mind-like steps will begin by slowly focusing your mind and increasing your time each day. There are many obstacles that can interfere with your concentration, so become aware of them and follow along with me as I read the list of the most prevalent obstacles. Diffuse thinking that allows you to chase after shadows and wishful thinking. Distracted thinking that keeps you from accomplishing your goal. Many individuals have a difficult time focusing their attention and give in too easily to physical sensations. Constantly focusing on your past memories will disturb your peace of mind and distract your attention. So many people are impressed with their setbacks. Let it go. And people go, well, you don't know what happened to me. You know what? I don't know any person on this planet that hasn't gone through some sort of difficulty or obstacles, because that's part of human living. But if you want to bring in a better experience for your life for now and the future, let it go. Doubt and disbelief will definitely diffuse your power, so you must have trust. Exercise your will and believe in your powers. If you lack ambition and perform these techniques only intermittently, you will accomplish nothing. Nothing retards your progress more than being apathetic, so be alert, active, energetic, and focused in your thoughts. Allowing others to influence your thinking, being unclear about what you want, will totally take you away from the law of attraction as far as achieving your goal. A dull consciousness through drugs, any type of habit, any type of addiction, alcohol, working out too hard, sexual addictions, I don't care what it is, any kind of addiction dulls the consciousness. So you must let all those things go so that you can be clear of mind. Therefore, hold your thoughts strong and you will become a magician and be worthy of the high magic of India. The magician is beyond good and evil, and he doesn't think of himself as the seeker of truth, rather as one who unveils the mask of ignorance. He doesn't believe in moralism, judgments, or the social conditioning that has been placed upon the unaware individual. We have an earth of zombies, an earth of unaware individuals just walking around, and they're being directed by people that maybe don't have the best intention for them. Even though the magician doesn't believe in man-made law, he does, however, believe in universal law, which states that for every action there is a consequence. You must believe this. There is such thing as karma. I don't care how big or how small it is. Whatever kind of energy you put out, electromagnetic energy, you get it back, and you might even get it back in full force. It may not come from the same area that you projected your concentrated mind and mental imagery, but it will come back to you. If you do something that is against humanity and nature, it will come back to bite you. If you do something that is worthy, it will come back and it will be a gift to you. It will reward you. So the magician doesn't flaunt his ways, but he does move to a beat of a different drum. In other words, he believes he is fully and complete of his own existence, and he takes responsibility for it. He doesn't believe in man-made laws, social pressure, or a god to control him. Rather, he does what is natural and what is right. The magician believes that man has created an existence that takes away the individual's ability to think, and that's what's going on. Start thinking. Start using your brain. Start using your mind. He believes that each individual expresses the one universal intelligence. However, we must take responsibility and adhere to healthy boundaries that define where one person begins and the other ends. The magician knows that he must set boundaries where others are concerned because they don't understand cosmic law. He doesn't take action out of guilt or obligation, but rather out of love. He is responsible only for himself while being responsible to others. When he acts out of love, that doesn't mean he gives in to another's desire. He may do the exact opposite. He knows there is no such thing as a victim, only a volunteer. So stay out of the victim mentality. Stop blaming others. Take responsibility for the way that you've thought and the way that you've brought certain experiences into your life, and then understand that you're a volunteer in this process, not a victim. There are many roles he can play and knows the choice is his. So the magician doesn't intellectualize about what he wants to accomplish. Rather, he acts based upon how he feels. So everybody keeps playing this what we call intellectual volleyball. Should I, shouldn't I? Should I, shouldn't I? It's ridiculous. Or you try to figure something out when you don't have all the information. Just focus on the end goal. Use the power of concentration and mental imagery so that you don't know where it's going to come from, but whatever your goal is will be manifest. That's how it works. The magician understands that the universe is built on positive and negative energy because this is a dualistic universe, and you can't have the law of attraction without the law of repulsion because there would be no experience. Therefore, the magician knows that his mind must be focused and clear. He knows who he is, and he knows that a clear mind masters the past and an unclear mind is impressed past. So I'll end there. You can always email me, Cody@CodyHorton.com. Or visit my website. I have lots of information there. But this works. But you have to take the responsibility, and you have to be an individual that, if you want to call it will, use the will, use the faith, and stay out of fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Don't give in to what you see out there in the universe because it has no effect on you. You have to let go of the fear and bring in the faith that you do have these innate powers. Thank you for tuning in. I will be working on some other episodes. And have a great day. Namaste.